USA Radio News. I'm Rick Vincent. Applause from bystanders who gathered at the Vietnam Veterans Memorial this morning for the wreath-laying ceremony by Cindy McCain. She was accompanied by the Secretary of State and the White House Chief of Staff. That was followed by the National Memorial Service held in private ceremony at Washington National Cathedral.
Today we give John Sidney McCain III back to the God of love who gave him to us.
Daughter Megan McCain spoke.
I am here before you today saying the words I have never wanted to say. Giving the speech I have never wanted to give. Feeling the loss I have never wanted to feel.
There were also tributes from McCain's son Jimmy, President George W. Bush, President Barack Obama, Senator Joe Lieberman, and Henry Kissinger. President Donald Trump may not have been invited, but his daughter Ivanka Trump and Jared Kushner arrived Saturday to view the service. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go. Or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
A bit of controversy from Aretha Franklin's all-star funeral yesterday. The bishop who officiated is under fire for how he received pop star Ariana Grande after her performance. Bishop Charles Ellis III joked that Grande's name sounded like something from the Taco Bell menu. He was also criticized for putting an arm around Grande above her waist with one hand against the side of her chest.
It would never be my intention to touch any woman's breast. I put my arm around her. I hugged all the female artists and the male artists, everybody that was up. I shook their hands and hug them, and that's what we're all about in the church, about love.
Bishop Ellis offered an apology. Michael Avenatti, the attorney for adult film star Stormy Daniels, was in Las Vegas yesterday speaking to a progressive political group and hinting he could run for president in 2020.
I don't care what your politics are. I don't care if you're on the right, the left, or the center. You don't steal children from their parents and hold them for months on end.
Avenatti said whomever runs against an incumbent President Trump in 2020 is going to face a tough race. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Ahead of Labor Day, U.S. Senator Sherrod Brown of Ohio delivered the weekly Democratic address. Brown highlighted that while most of the richest Americans and companies that ship jobs overseas were able to gain tax breaks through the GOP's tax bill last year, many American workers remain at stagnant wages, working weekends, holidays, and low-wage jobs.
I want to thank those workers, particularly thank the workers who aren't able to spend today, this holiday, with families and friends at picnics and barbecues, because those workers don't have the day off. They work hard to support their families.
Law enforcement in Central California celebrating a major victory against a notorious transnational gang. Investigators arrested 25 MS-13 gang members, charging them with murder, assault, and drug trafficking. U.S. Attorney McGregor Scott praised law enforcement at the federal, state, and local levels.
An extremely violent street gang, which has terrorized western Fresno County, has been completely dismantled, and several murders and violent crimes across the nation have been resolved in a resounding way.
The investigation helped solve killings and assaults in New York, Las Vegas, L.A., and Houston. Two Americans are recovering after they were stabbed at a railway station in the Netherlands Friday. Dutch police are studying whether terrorism may have played a role in the stabbing that left the tourists with serious injuries. At the Amsterdam train station on Friday, a man identified as a 19-year-old Afghan citizen stabbed them before being shot by police. He's believed to have a German residence permit, and Dutch police are cooperating with German authorities to find out more about his background. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.